tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I've got. Raw rage. Nothing you can do. What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? You know, Ramona, you know what the most surprising thing I heard today was?
I'm great.
Oh, I forgot to ask. Did I ask? Did I not ask? I always ask.
No.
Well, it's an abbreviated show. We have to cut some things out for the greater
good.
Cut
out so you know I am?
Right.
Oh, gee.
So, the most surprising thing I heard today is I'm listening to NBA satellite radio, right? You know, NBA satellite radio is supposed to be hip, cool. It's a show called Deals and Dunks. I've never heard it before. I don't know who these dudes are. The one dude sounded like his name was Amino Acid. I don't know anybody.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know anybody named Amino Acid, but it sounded like that's what dude's name was. I couldn't quite catch it.
Yeah.
I couldn't quite catch it. All right. But the most surprising thing is, you know, again, you think NBA satellite radio, you know, hip, cool, that kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
As guys, my witness, they're having a conversation about binge watching and how great Bewitched is.
Bewitched?
Bewitched. I'm sorry, what decade was Bewitched? Wasn't that like the 60s or something?
I think so.
I mean, they're having a conversation about binge watching Bewitched.
And how great it is.
And how great it is. I'm sorry, was Bewitched ever great?
I don't know.
Is it great in the year 2000?
I mean, for its time.
I'm looking at my satellite, thinking, I'm sorry, this is NBA radio. Yeah, this is cool, hip NBA radio. We're talking about binge watching Bewitched.
Bewitched.
Has anybody ever been watched Bewitched?
I don't know. I didn't think you could watch Bewitched.
I mean.
That is an odd thing.
It is an odd thing.
It's very odd.
Yeah, it's the oddest thing I've heard in a while. Quite honestly,
that is odd.
Like every once in a while, I hear something on this show, and I think, man, that's the first time I've ever heard that on this show. You know, somebody will bring up something. Yeah. That's the first time I ever heard that. Well, Bewitched. I've done this a long time. The Bewitched has never come up to my recollection. I don't think the title Bewitched has ever been said on this show.
Oh, I don't. I'm sure it hasn't been said on this show
by a listener, by anybody. But I've got two hosts talking about binge watching Bewitched.
Huh.
Where do you go to binge watch Bewitched?
I don't know.
Is there an all Bewitched channel?
I don't know.
It was very surprising to me.
That is surprising.
Yeah. Now, my little road rage incident on the way in here, not so surprising. That's like, you know, I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to be better because, you know, 80% of them are armed.
Yeah.
And I may or may not be, depending on the day.
Somebody else might have a hammer.
But I don't care. Hammers I don't care about. But in any case, we have lots to get to today. Do you know, Ramona, that it is the 100th anniversary, not specifically today, but we're in the year 2026.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the 100th anniversary of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Is that right?
For 100 years.
100.
They have been entertaining people. They have been in business even a little longer than Gilstrap Roofing, which is incredible.
Yeah, because they've been in business, what, 90 years?
90-something years. Isn't that amazing? They're getting close. Yes, it is.
That's amazing. But
the Harlem Globetrotters have been entertaining the world for 100 years. And back when they started, basically, if you were black, you couldn't play basketball. There was no option for you. You know, that was the way of the world. And the Harlem Globetrotters came about, and they have been wildly entertaining for 100 years through,
Hey, man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that's Whistling Man with the Bone.
Still having himself a ball.
I wonder how many people who listen to the show have seen the Harlem Globetrotters. I mean, because if you haven't, you should bring the kiddies. You can still keep that real low. You should bring the kiddies and go find the Harlem Globetrotters. And it's, you know, different iterations of the Harlem Globetrotters. I mean, some of the most famous names: Sweet Lou Dunbar, Meadowlark Lemon, Marcus Haynes, Curly Neal. I mean, Wilt Chamberlain played with the Globetrotters for a while.
Oh, did he really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. But some of the greatest Globetrotters ever, again, Sweet Lou Dunbar, Meadowlark Lemon, Marcus Haynes, Curly Neal. Haynes and Neal were the dribblers. Lemon was the ultimate showman. That role is today played by a guy named Harrison. He's the guy who's mic'd up. He plays the Meadowlark Lemon role today. That will always be that role. And now I don't think anybody ever played it quite like Meadowlark Lemon. I think Meadowlark Lemon was the greatest Globetrotter of all time. I mean, there have been women who play for the Globetrotters. There's one right now. There's also a little person who plays for the Globetrotters right now, Ramona. That's right. Hotshot Swanson. Hotshot Swanson.
Good old Hotshot.
Yeah, Hotshot Swanson, Ramona. All 4'5" of him plays for the Harlem Globetrotters right now. And allegedly he's got over a 40-inch vertical leap, Hotshot Swanson. And they also do this routine where they lift him to the basket and he dunks.
Is that right?
Yeah. He just starts dribbling through everybody, heading towards the basket, and then the Globetrotters pass him up like a ladder. It's how it looks, and then he yokes. But Hotshot Swanson plays for him now. But Meadowlark Lemon was the ultimate showman. He always had a huge smile, was wildly entertaining, and was an ambassador just in general to the game of basketball. You know, and all the tricks and the games they played, the ball and the strings, and the way they would frustrate the officials, and, you know, the Washington Generals, who were their stooges, etc. But I don't really know who their stooges are today. I've not seen them recently, but now I'm thinking about it, I wouldn't mind seeing them. I saw a post about a random post about the Globetrotters yesterday. It didn't talk about 100th anniversary or anything, but they deserve a little conversation. And, you know, Meadowlark Lemon, and you can find this on YouTube. Meadowlark Lemon used to take this ridiculous hook shot from the corners at half court. This exaggerated, like goofy, just like flinging it kind of hook shot that there's just no way it could go in, and he virtually always made it. And if he didn't make it the first time, he'd try again, he'd make it the second time. I mean, and you know what that got me thinking, Ramona?
What's that,
This dude would stand out at half court, you know, again, all the way to the sideline, so it's an even longer shot. He'd stand out there, and he'd throw these wild hook shots into the basket. And it sort of got me thinking, okay, how is it that pro basketball players miss free throws? You know, like, if this dude could stand out, you know, 55 feet from the basket and throw wild hook shots at the rim, just like crazy, like hardly looking. I mean, he really wasn't even looking. Just these wild hook shots at the basket, and they go in most of the time. How do pros miss free throws?
That's a pretty good question.
I mean, because what it's saying is that Meadowlark Lemon so worked on this shot, this ridiculous, exaggerated 55-foot hook shot, that the vast majority would go in. That how is it possible that pros can't make free throws all the time? Because
they're right there and they're just standing there. You're right.
You're 15 feet from the rim. It's it just sort of speaks to, it's just insane that Metalark could do those things. So, you know, 100 years of the Globetrotters entertaining people around the world with, and still, it's still Sweet Georgia Brown today. It's still a lot of the same act. There obviously there are differences now with Hotshot Swanson, etc. But I haven't seen them recently. I had to look them up now because I wasn't all that familiar with the makeup of the roster now. But in my lifetime, I'd seen them many times. I probably had seen, because as a kid, I saw them all the time. I mean, I've probably seen the Harlem Globetrotters 15 times.
I probably saw them. I'm sure they came to Jacksonville.
Oh yeah. So yeah, they came everywhere. You know, they toured the world, and everywhere they went, they brought joy and happiness, and a world that needs more joy and happiness. You know, and that was the Harlem Globetrotters. Well, that is the Harlem Globetrotters, and they'll probably still be doing it another 100 years from now with a different iteration of characters and role players. But again, some of the greatest that ever played in Globetrotter history were Meadowlark Lemon, Curly Neal, Marcus Haynes, Sweet Lou Dunbar, all that cast of characters, and as I said, still doing it today, still absolutely unbelievable. If your kids haven't been to see the Harlem Globetrotters, you need to take them when they come around. And I don't know when that is. I don't know when their next trip around here is, but take them. You know, the New York Jets have signed Breece Hall to a 3-year deal, and why is that a big deal? I think because Hall is one of the better running backs in the National Football League, and when you look at what the Jets are doing, you know, you could not afford to lose Breece Hall. And I think he's really good out of the backfield, too. And I think the Jets need to take more advantage of that. So I think in the near future, the New York Jets are finally doing something right, Ramona.
How about that?
It's like hard to believe. It's newsworthy because, well, first of all, Breece Hall is a big name. And there was some sentiment that, in fact, I heard a Jets reporter the other day saying they didn't think that deal would get done anytime soon. So it did get done, and I think that's kudos to the Jets assigning Breece Hall to a 3-year deal. Is that my man Joe in Virginia?
It is.
We'll let him in. We'll let him in early. Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you.
Happy Friday, Walt.
Happy Friday, Joe.
One thing about the Jets, I was going to ask.
Have you watched the Bewitched recently, John?
No.
No, haven't seen it. You aren't binge watching Bewitched.
No, not at all. Not at all today.
When's the last time you saw the Bewitched, Joe? I'm just curious.
Like the '60s one?
Yes, like that one.
I mean, like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I'm
just curious because, like, I'm listening to NBA radio today, which you think hip, cool, and they're talking about binge watching Bewitched.
No, I think I missed the memo on that. I think it was like 8 when I watched it.
Yeah.
And it was progressively.
Yeah, again, like I said, I don't know where you'd find it. I don't know where you go to look for it.
TV Land? Yeah. Maybe.
Is TV Land still on? Is TV Land still on?
I don't know. I watch Andy Griffith every now and then.
That's
a good show.
Okay. It's sort of, Bewitched-like. I think Andy Griffith's more popular than Bewitched. Like, way more popular.
I think Hogan's Heroes is better. It's just not my show. It's not my gig, Walt.
Yeah. Plus, that dude wound up in prison, right?
Well, you know. Yeah. He could still be funny and be a criminal, Walt.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's
a good point.
As far as the...
we'll do a segment, Funny Criminals. new road rage. New road rage segment. New road rage segment. Funny criminals.
We actually sort of do that now.
To be honest, we sort of do that every day.
Testimonials, Walt.
Yeah.
Part of me was thinking about talking.
So you didn't call about Bewitched?
No. Damn. I was going to give you like this random theory. I know it's Friday.
Oh, good. Yeah, give me a random theory.
Sports, but I'll give you a random theory.
Yeah, I like it.
You know, I was sitting there, all the UFO stuff coming out.
Yeah.
I was like, the more clearer logical explanation that this could just be the government explaining away technology of actual aircraft instead of flying saucers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's probably more likely. Yeah. But I am going to be attending a UFO convention, Walt. Not as a believer.
Yeah.
Not as a believer, but as an observer of human humanity.
Oh, good.
So,
is that what you're telling everybody before you leave?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to preface it. But I also want to do the Flat Earth Society. That would be
By the time Joe leaves the convention, Ramona, he'll have flying jackets.
I'll be a believer. I'll be a believer.
A little outfit, little Martian antennas.
I believe too, or something like that.
Yeah.
I know this is way down the road. But do you think if everything goes well, South Carolina's total offensive production will be 40th in the country? Or is that too optimistic? Like total offense, passing, not rushing.
I mean, honestly, Joe, I'm just not sure how you know. I can give you a guess, but I'm not even sure how educated it is. I know all the parts, but I don't know how they're going to come together. I mean, Lenore Sellers was running backwards too often last year. Is that going to be fixed? You know, does Peak at left tackle help fix that? I think he does. But overall, is he right? You know, because I think he picked up some bad habits last year because,
of course,
you know, the offensive line was an abomination. I think the worst in the country. So can that be fixed? And I think once we know the answer to that, then we'll know the answer to the rest of it. Because if the offensive line is significantly better and Sellers has time and getting a rhythm, Sellers is a unique talent. I mean, he's still potentially I put him like 20-something in my quarterback rankings, not because I think that's where he belongs, but because I'm still concerned about the totality of the system. I mean, but he could be a round one draft pick. I mean, there's no question about it if he gets some help. I mean, part of this is the quarterback's world, and I don't know. I mean, you know, I think it's going to be really interesting to see that line.
The OC knows what a slant pattern is,
yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
We know what a deep ball is, so yeah. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you, Joe. Thank you. Watch Bewitched, Joe, and go see the Harlem Globetrotters. Walt Abdul, at least go see the Harlem Globetrotters. Somebody who knows, somebody who been watches Bewitched, call me. Tell me where you find Bewitched. I want to know because I want to spend the whole weekend on it. I'll be right back.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate. You get the dealer.
I saw this story, okay, just a couple minutes ago. Listen to this. 10-year-old Juliana survived a terrifying encounter with a 9-foot alligator by using a clever survival technique she had learned at Gatorland Theme Park. According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, the girl was wading in Lake Mary Jane when the large alligator suddenly seized her leg and attempted to pull her underwater. In the midst of the attack, she recalled the advice given by Gatorland staff. That's composure for you, I'll tell you that. Covering an alligator's nostrils forces the animal to open its mouth and release its grip in order to breathe. When you're being dragged under, trying to get to the alligator's nostrils seems like impossible.
Dang.
Giuliani quickly shoved her fingers into the reptile's nostrils. The alligator immediately lessened its hold, allowing her to break free. Nearby adults rushed to her aid, pulling her from the water and summoning help. She was taken to the hospital where doctors treated her with stitches. Thankfully, she made a complete recovery. The story gained widespread attention due to the young girl's remarkable calmness and quick thinking under extreme pressure. Gatorland representatives praised her actions, highlighting how wildlife education can prove life-saving in real emergencies. Giuliani's experience stands as a compelling reminder that knowledge and composure can overcome even Florida's most formidable predators. This is an amazing story, and yes, you know, Gatorland basically celebrating themselves too, praising reactions, but highlighting how wildlife education can prove life-saving in real emergencies. Now, It really is, okay? But I want you to listen to a Louisiana woman, all right, talking about the water in Louisiana. And then we'll get back to this in 1 second. All right, so play the Louisiana joke.
How you can tell they got gator in that water? So you go, come down a little more. Come on down to the water, you know? Any body of water, it don't matter which body of water it is, you just go to that body of water, and this how you gonna know. You grab that water like that, and you pick up some, and you do like that. If that water wet, it's got gators in it. That's how you know they got gators in that water in Louisiana.
I mean, that's hysterical, Ramona, but I want to take that and move it back to this article. I'm sorry. Why is your 10-year-old girl wading in Lake Mary Jane in Florida? Why?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, again, forget the life-saving thing. Forget what she learned at Gatorland Park. Why is she wading in? Because the woman in Louisiana, this applies to Florida, too. If there's water, if the water is wet in Florida, there are gators in it.
Yeah.
What? If you have a 9-year-old daughter, are you going to let her wade? Right. This is my point. If you have a 9-year-old daughter, are you going to let her wade in water in Florida? No, not me. I'm not. Stay the hell away from there. Just consider it like Jaws infected. They're everywhere. Yeah. I mean, alligators are everywhere in Florida. If there's water, there's alligators.
Yeah, and they're really, really quick.
Right, and it's a 10-year-old girl. It's not even an adult. You know, I don't get. I mean, this story is wonderful. This stuff that she did and her
we're all glad. Right. The parents. But, what's the deal with the parents?
But the real way you prevent that is not sticking your fingers in the nostrils. It's not getting dragged under to begin with. It's not being there. That's how you. And
when I was watching this video, this lady, I was like, she's sticking her hand in there.
Yeah.
I didn't have any sound when I first saw it, and I'm like, she's sticking her hand in
there.
But this is a video of her arm going off or something.
Right. But, like, that's a woman, like, who knows what's up, okay? Like, she's lived there her whole life. She knows exactly what's up, and that's why that thing is so funny. I mean, if you haven't seen that, that's on my Twitter feed, too. But, yeah, it just seems like the nostril trick is great. You know, if I ever get dragged down by an alligator, but here's what I won't be doing. I won't be, wading in Lake Mary Jane, you know.
It's unbelievable that she had the presence of mind to do that.
Yeah. But you want to keep your kids safe. You know, you don't,
when she was learning that, the parents should have been learning, don't let your kid wade in water around here.
Right. I mean, it's like this, you know, I'm sure that there's some way to potentially save yourself if you decide that some random highway is a good place to play as a kid, you know, but the best way would be if there are no cars, you know, and if you don't play on the highway, you know. Play in your yard as opposed to the highway. These lakes in Florida, they're the highways, and the alligators are the cars and the trucks, you know. And I don't know, it just mystifies me that you would allow that to happen, and then, you know, and then you celebrate all this stuff later, but you're missing like the main point. The main point is like right in front of your face. Don't let the 9-year-old wade in Lake Mary Jane. I don't even know where Lake Mary Jane is. And I know some of Florida. I don't know where Lake Mary Jane is. That was the first thought that occurred to me. It's a great story. It's amazing. But, you know, why screw around with that at all? Man, I don't know. It's just absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's funny, Ramona. I hadn't looked at any of the responses before. Who in the heck lets their kid wade in a lake filled with alligators? Only in Florida, my friend. Wondering why she was wading in a lake in Florida.
That's your right. Responses there.
These are all, again, who's letting her wade in the water? There are literally gators in every body of water in Florida. So every single response tells the same thing, Ramona. Every single response. Right. I don't know, man. It's Yeah. This one says, I bet it works on humans too. Sticking the fingers in the nostrils. I bet it does. I bet it probably does. In the NBA last night, James Harden decides not to shoot the ball. James Harden has been in the playoffs 17 straight years. 17 straight years. 17 years of futility. And, you know, and he turns the ball over at an alarming rate. There are other guys like Doncic and LeBron who actually turn it over at a higher rate. But James turns it over at an alarming rate, and he's continuing to do the same thing. And he decided not to shoot the ball for whatever reason. Man, I don't know. He did that. He did that in college. He played an NCAA tournament game in which he took zero shots, scored 0 points. Took zero shots, scored 0 points in the NCAA tournament game. As a star. Stars have to step up. You know, the Detroit Pistons aren't that good. I know they're the number one seed in the East, but they're just not that good. You know, they struggle in the half court. They're not dynamic, as we've talked about. I mean, it's basically Cade Cunningham and the Cunninghamettes. I mean, it's not they're just not that good. But here's how they get good. They get good when you give them 31 points off turnovers, which, you know, Cleveland cooperated with. So if Cleveland could ever stop just handing the ball to Detroit, they would actually beat them. But what they mostly do is hand the ball to Detroit, which is, you know, that's no good. You know, people are reminding me of Brian Narciss with the Globetrotters. How about that? Yeah. How about that? That's just... I don't know what Cleveland's doing, but it's not workable. You just can't keep doing that. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation. Rot wooden beams and joists cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Listen, you don't want little Lamont or Daphne breathing bad air either. You don't want them breathing bad air. You know, it's not good for little Lamont. You know, it's not good for little Daphne. Listen, Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks won't get better over time. Call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com. CantyCanFixIt.com. All right, we'll take a quick break. You can get in if you want, 654-7627.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop.
Stevenson Ramon, the catcher for Quawks Reds, last night against the Cubs. He thinks that a tag play is a force at home, even though you just had a force at third. So that removed the force at home. It's a tag play at home. Hayes hit the bag at third, and then he throws home. And the catcher, Stevenson, for the Reds, Ramona, he has the runner's like halfway down the line. Stevenson has the ball when the runner's like 25 feet from home. I mean, it's an easy tag out. And everybody in the whole ballpark knows that you've got a double play situation right here, except Stevenson, the catcher, who doesn't tag him. He thinks that he is a force out at home, and so he keeps his foot on home, and he thinks that's the out. Everybody in the stadium is, like, outraged. Every five-year-old fan is screaming and you know, Reds fan, about what are you doing. The umpires are shocked. Even when the play is over, the home plate umpire still has to explain it to this moron, Stevenson, that dude.
Oh, because he disputed what happened after that?
He just looked lost. He looked like, why isn't he out? He's like, why isn't he out? And everybody in the whole stadium knew why he wasn't out. Oh, no. Both announcers are basically screaming, what are you doing? Right. I mean, you know, in fact, one of the announcers said something like, That's a junior high school play. You have to know what the friggin' rules are. And I've heard some people say, well, maybe he just didn't see it at third. He was looking right at it. Of course he saw it. He was looking right at it. Watch the video. He's just stupid. I mean, I don't know. A major league catcher does not know the rules. And everybody around him knew the rule. Any case, not good. Not good for Quawks Reds. And neither was playing the Cubbies, who are now the hottest team in Major League Baseball. The Cubs, Ramona. Rory is smiling down from heaven right now because his Cubs have won 9 straight games. 9.
Wow.
The Cubs are on. They've won 15.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they've won 15 in a row at home. They're absolutely killing people. They have swept 2 consecutive series. Shota, their little lefty pitcher there, he's been unbelievable. He's given up 1 run or fewer in 6 of his last 8 starts, and the Cubbies are starting to look like a factor. I know we still have some Cubs fans. I mean, I remember a Cubs fan writing me some weeks ago wondering about the Cubs. Well, apparently I should have told you that you would be great because you're looking great right now. We got a little help from Stevenson, but you know, when every other person in the whole stadium knows the rule, and you got an adult major leaguer catching who does not know the rule, and then just looks nonplussed, like stunned.
He looks. I'm looking at the video.
Yeah,
he looks totally
lost.
Confused.
Right, he looks lost.
He kind of looked at the ball too.
Right,
this was after the ump. He explained.
Yeah, He still didn't understand why it was an out. He still didn't understand it. The ump. Right. After the home plate ump explains it to him.
Yeah, he explained it to him right away.
Right. He still looks mystified as to why he wasn't out. It's no good.
That's no good for sure.
No good. Now, the NBA last night.
The guy on the other team looked back.
Yeah. Trust me, everybody in the whole stadium knew that it was a tag play at home except him. And even when it was all over, even when it was explained by the umpire, it was still clear that this dummy didn't get it, which is just insane. It's like, how have you been playing all this time without knowing the rules, not understanding the rules of Major League Baseball? And again, you can tell. You can tell in that video.
Aww.
He's just, yeah.
The guy that scored,
yeah.
He walked away and then he looked back.
Yeah, like how stupid can you be? Because he knew he was out by 30 feet.
He looked back like.
But, and he would have been out by a mile. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Look
yeah,
where. Watch that video.
Ball way before
right,
he got
way
there.
Before he's anywhere near home. So all you got to do is tag him. And he
does. They show it twice. Once regular speed and once slow.
Oh, and if you could listen. Did you hear the announcers?
No, I don't have sound.
Because the announcers are like one of them says that's a junior high school play. You know
I'll
how
have
to make
listen
the,
to that.
Yeah, it's not good. And again,
that's sad. Bless your heart.
It is a bless your heart. And then the worst part of it was, like I said, when it was all over and the ump is. Listen, okay.
He looks young. Is he new?
Everybody around him knew what was going on. Everybody, but even when the play was over. Even when it was over, he still had no idea why he wasn't out. And so the umpire is explaining it to him, which is really embarrassing. Yeah. The home plate umpire is explaining to him, you can see it, why he didn't record an out. And even after it's explained to him, he's still like looking around for a different answer. Like, no, that can't be right. He's got to be out. He's like, he's looking around. He just doesn't get it. I mean, how dumb can you be? I just don't know.
And then he looks down at the ball.
He's like he just couldn't understand
man.
It. I have the feeling.
Even if he didn't understand it, his response should have been, oh, man, I can't believe I did that. Right. I know that. You know, or something.
Yeah, well, clearly he doesn't know it.
You know.
I think he's watching this replay today. He still can't figure it out.
Oh, no. Probably replayed on everything.
My Mets may suck, Quack, but you have the dumbest player in baseball.
That's playing for you.
Hey, let me tell you about Yoder's Building Services. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina. I think more properly, Fairplay is based in Yoder's. With a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region, Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. This is Yoder's. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for the next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, 864-972-3003, 864-972-3003. The hours are Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. Trust me, you'll thank me later. OKC and the Lakers last night, game two. OKC, you know, the Lakers hung around for quite a while. They were up five well into the third quarter. And, you know, you start to wonder if OKC was ever going to, you know, do the OKC thing and go on a run. They did, and they finally won the game by 18, which was the same amount they won game one by. And I thought they'd win and cover last night, and they did. It took them a while to get there. The Lakers have done a good job guarding Gilgeous Alexander. He has not killed them. I think he had 22 last night. He was, you know, like 17 or something in game one. I mean, they've done a good job on him. It's other people who have hurt him. And you know, it's funny because there are some areas of play they're way better without Doncic. Like, one of them is defense. They're a much better defensive team without Doncic. And that's obvious. They also share the ball better. But you know, when all is said and done, you know, OKC is just better. And they almost look a little bored. You know, the one thing I will say is these are two teams of flopaholics. They just can't stop. The NBA has to do something about this. This is the biggest complaint from fans right now. It's not the tanking thing. The tanking thing is more of a league concern, but the fan concern are the flops. I mean, look, LeBron James, the all-time king of flopping, but Gilgeous Alexander has gotten that reputation too, as has OKC, as has basically everybody in the league. The whole league is doing it. I mean, Chet Holmgren last night, he's getting posted up, and he acts like he's been hit in the throat by an elbow. He's never touched, and he falls on the ground. And, you know, the NBA actually has flopping rules. So
I thought they did.
Yeah. The dilemma is, yeah, that came around in 24, I think 2024, whenever they came up with that. But either they're not enforcing it, and the rules don't have enough teeth. You have to change this status quo because it's just bad. It's a bad look. You know, I watch all these games, all right? If you ask me the level of basketball we're seeing out, the skill level's good. The rules are relaxed from a defensive standpoint, but there are just some things that you just have to fix because they're just not basketball, and the fans hate it. You know, yesterday I saw a highlight of Game 5, deciding game, Boston Celtics, Atlanta Hawks, 1986. And the Celtics ran them out of the building. They beat Atlanta 132 to 90-something. And there was this highlight package. I think I retweeted it. Go watch that. You want to know how basketball is supposed to be played? That's how it's supposed to be played. Those are great players playing the game at an insanely high level. Running the court, sprinting, transition basketball. That's the way the game is supposed to be played. And sadly, we're watching something right now. I mean, some of these games that we're seeing, first of all, when you consider that all the talent is supposed to be better and the shooting is supposed to be better and all this stuff, some of these teams have, like, no idea how to play. I mean, that's why we have watched three or four, factually speaking, of the ugliest offensive performances in the history of the NBA. Three of the top five in the last week alone. You know, again, starting with Atlanta against the Knicks, when the Knicks outscored them in a 15-minute period of basketball, 69-11, which I still can't get over. I still can't get over that. But right now, the biggest thing that is concerning fans is just the flopping. And it's embarrassing to the league. And they don't seem to care about it, which is really mystifying. But I'll tell you who does care about it, social media. And especially fan bases that feel they've been wrong with flopping, even though their teams are also flopping. I mean, the flopping is going on absolutely everywhere. And you need to start finding these players massive amounts of money. There's got to be in-game penalty for the team that does it that is more substantial than the present situation. And there's got to be personal penalties, too. You can't just keep letting this go on. It's just it's not good for the game. And you're being called out. I mean, when I say all over social media, I mean all over social media. You've got to do something about it because it's just a terrible look for the game. Let me tell you about my man David Green, the Green Law Firm. I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the issue might be, it's a personal matter. It impacts your well-being. Stay where you are. Don't move to Idaho. By the way, Ramon, you can't fish with Henry Winkler. He's dead.
What?
I saw something last night. He said he died 2 years ago. Is he dead?
I didn't think he died. Because
I've been using poor Henry in my ad.
I know. I have to look that up. I didn't know that.
So maybe what I read is wrong. Who knows? I mean, right now we don't know whether Henry's alive or dead. But we know that you're not going to fish with him in any case. Stay here. Call David Green. You don't need to worry about running.
Oh, no, he's alive.
He is?
Yeah, he's 80.
So... What was this thing I read last night?
I don't know, but he's all right.
We're sorry, Henry. We're terribly sorry. And we're not making any predictions, Henry. If anything happens to you in the next 24 hours, it had nothing to do with us, okay? Call the Green Law Firm, period. Call the Green Law Firm. Call David Green. David's a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. You know what? I don't even have time to tell you about David Green. I'll tell you on the other side. I'll tell you about David on the other side. I told you about Henry on this side. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560,